Hi guys, the date is Monday the 15th of April 2024, and this is poem number 66, and this poem is called Relaxation Time. So let's talk about it. Relaxation time is when you take a break from work, you don't answer the emails that have come to your inbox on the weekend after your work time. So if you're working 9 to 5 and you get home, you don't check those emails, even if it's come 5 past 5 or 10 past 5, you leave work alone. Because I think that employers and companies are sneakily getting people to work past their contracted hours. So if you was working 8 till 4 or 9 till 5, you will having to work an hour more or 2 hours more without getting any extra pay. Some people will be working a 5-day week, but still having to look through and check emails on the weekend, and they're not getting paid any more for it. I suppose it's about some employers taking advantage, some employees not putting their foot down and saying, listen, my hours are 9 till 5, or, you know, 5 days a week, I'm not going to answer any more emails after these times. Also, with the way how life is now, people are having less time to relax and not being able to enjoy time with their family and friends, which is most important, if I'm honest. Fair enough. People have to go to work, you know, they have to pay bills, electric, water, gas, food, all these things people have to do by going to work. So, it's a balance between working that extra hour or two to get the job done and it being a constant thing where you're not, where you're working over, but you're not getting paid for it, and you're not getting no appreciation. So I think it's about employers not taking advantage of the workers, yeah. And it's also about employees speaking up, saying, "Look, I've worked my contracted hours and days. I'm not going to work anymore." So yeah, guys, this poem is called Relaxation Time, and it goes something like this. The trying day is now over and you've got your peace. It's time to relax and let work cease. Let your mind unwind and simply run free as you dream about how life should be. So there are some people who can't relax from work, even though they finished their 9 to 5, 5 day a week, it's Friday. Some people can't relax, they can't unwind. They're thinking about Monday morning, they're thinking about what they'll have to do for work on Monday morning, and this is a Friday evening when they finished work. They can't unwind with their families and friends. Their mind is constantly thinking about what's happening next week, and they can't unwind. You know, I have said this before and I'll say it again. Long after we're all dead and gone, work is going to be here. Work is something that is related to tax. There's always going to be taxes to pay, and there's always going to be work to do. So you're, so in a way, you're never gonna outwork work, and you're never gonna be able to pay off all your taxes, because as you pay one tax, another tax comes that you've got to pay. So yeah, guys, relaxation time, we do need it, because the pace of life is getting faster and faster. Technology is getting, you know, faster and faster, where we don't have to leave our houses. We've got emails now. We've got text messages, which are coming to our mobile phones, to our smartwatches, you know, things like that. And as the pace of life moves faster, we seem to get less time to relax with our family and friends and de-stress. We have to think about our mental stress and our health. All these things are connected. And if we don't put our foot down and say, you know what, I've done my hours, I've done my days, this is my time for me and my family and my friends. So yeah, guys, relaxation time. I know we tend to say, you know what, I'll take a week off next week. Oh, I'll take a day off next week. And you know, that day and that week will never come. So yeah, I think we have to be more stronger in ourselves to say to our employers and our companies, you know, enough's enough. I've done my time and that's it. Also as well, there are some people who go the extra mile thinking that they'll get appreciated for doing the extra work. And some people do, but a lot of companies don't appreciate when their workers go the extra mile and get the job done to get the contract out. Some people don't. Some people don't appreciate it. Some managers, some companies don't appreciate it. On the other hand, there are lots of companies out there who do appreciate it. So you've got to realize when you're being appreciated and when you are being taken advantage of. So yeah, guys, this poem is called Relaxation Time, and make sure you've got time for yourselves and your family and friends. So guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.